It was political hoopla in Bethel this weekend when politicians flew in for the premier political event in the YK Delta. The Association of Village Council Presidents hosted their 46th annual convention. The event brings together delegates from 56 tribes throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, making it the ideal location for candidates to get some face time with rural leaders. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports on how the three-way race for Senate is shaping up in the YK Delta.
During a busy lunch hour, supporters of Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski staked out the busiest intersection in town to show their support for the write-in candidate. Murkowski spent 2 days in Bethel during this pivotal week for state politics. After leading a roundtable discussion on suicide, Murkowski got busy campaigning. She spent much of her time blasting the Republican nominee.
The proposals that Joe Miller has set forth in terms of reductions to federal spending, in terms of not only one, but two pledges to eliminate all earmarks would be devastating for this region. Just devastating.
In an area of the state heavily dependent on federal funding, Murkowski told voters that she will protect vital programs and funding if she's put back into office. And she raised questions about whether or not Miller would do the same. She singled out the Denali Commission, which is federal money designated for transportation and infrastructure like village health clinics.
Every year, the delegation has to work to insert those dollars, and those are earmarked dollars, whether it's for the transportation piece, whether it's for the clinic piece.
Miller was not on hand for the convention. Instead, his campaign is contacting radio stations in hopes of getting some airtime in some of the farther corners of the state. In an interview with KYUK, Miller refuted claims that he'll aim at turning off the federal spigot right away.
Let me make this abundantly clear. You elect Joe Miller, this is not in any question a cut to Denali Commission. In other words, I'm not going to get elected and say no more to Denali Commission.
But Miller says that there should be a transition away from federal spending for programs like the Denali Commission. He says over time, that money should instead be generated through natural resource development in the state.
There are jobs that you can create close to the tundra. I mean, whether it be through hydrocarbons, you know, you look at, and of course, some of these things like the shale oil development, of course, there's some controversy with it. Ultimately, assuming that that's done in an environmentally sound way, you got a 400-mile pipeline that's going to be created across the tundra.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Scott McAdams came to Bethel in hopes of making a big first impression.
My name's Scott McAdams. I'm the mayor of the city and borough of Sitka. I am a big guy from a rural Alaska community.
Still relatively unknown, McAdams was not scheduled to speak, but AVCP delegates carved out a few moments for him to present his views. He wasted no time positioning himself as a hardline supporter of Alaska tribes.
It is time once and for all that we have a federal delegation that believes that Alaska's 229 federally recognized tribes be considered sovereign.
With the whirlwind tours now over, YK Delta voters will have to watch the rest of the campaign through media and campaign ads. I'm Shane Iverson.